Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. The authors of Cochrane Reviews are based all over the world, and they find out about the Cochrane Collaboration in a wide variety of ways. Steve Gichui, from the Department of Ophthalmology at the University of Nairobi in Kenya, and an author with the Cochrane HIV/AIDS Group, tells us his story.
It all started with a book. In the summer of 2000, I walked into the BMJ bookshop in London looking for some ophthalmology textbooks and noticed a book called How to Teach and Practice Evidence-Based Medicine. It was the second edition by David Sackett, Sharon Strauss, Scott Richardson, William Rosenberg, and Brian Haynes. It almost jumped off the shelf. I bought and read it in a month, then wrote to Sharon Strauss, whose email I found on the internet. To my surprise, she answered me and directed me to Oxford University's evidence-based medicine website, where I found information on training workshops in different parts of the world. But I wasn't able to travel so far to get to them. I also found out about the Cochrane Collaboration and the existence of the South African Cochrane Center in Cape Town. The center kept me informed of various training opportunities, but I just couldn't make it to any of them. Meanwhile, I enrolled on the Distance Learning Masters in Epidemiology program at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. Eventually, in 2004, my chance came. There was a one-day workshop on evidence-based medicine in Pretoria in South Africa. I paid my way down, expecting to do the course and leave the same evening to head straight back to Nairobi, because that is all I could afford to do. But the South African Cochrane Center, through its director, Jimmy Volming, graciously supported the costs of my accommodation. That evening, I learned from Taryn Young and Mark Engel, the facilitators, that the Reviews for Africa program, or RAP for short, would start the following year. I applied and was taken on to the course. After choosing a title, I went to the website for the Cochrane HIV/AIDS group and found a review roadmap that prepared me for the journey ahead. RAP was rigorous but extremely exciting. By the end of the first part in 2005, I had a protocol ready, and by the end of the finishing school in 2006, I had a completed draft of my Cochrane review on interventions for squamous cell carcinoma of the conjunctiva in HIV-infected individuals. It was published at the start of the following year. The support provided by the HIV/AIDS group and the South African Cochrane Center staff was excellent. I don't know how they managed to keep reading our drafts with a sharp but guiding eye and return them to us in such a short time. We received support in so many aspects of systematic reviewing, with training in Cochrane review methodology, RevMan, medical writing, searching the literature, along with tremendous amounts of coaching and encouragement, and the gift of the textbook on systematic reviews. And after the RAP program was over for me, Joy Oliver kept in contact to follow up on the progress of my review. Since then, I have helped other authors in Africa, taking part in the Cochrane HIV/AIDS mentoring program run by the South African Cochrane Center. We work by email, and in fact, I have never even seen the people I am working with. Right now, I am working with Dr. Millicent Wanyoike, a colleague here at the University of Nairobi, on a protocol for another review for interventions for cytomegalovirus retinitis. I also got the chance to attend the Cochrane Colloquium in 2010. Where I was able to meet many of the people I had heard so much about. I know that my Cochrane journey is not over, and I look forward to the next stage.
If you'd like to find out more about getting involved in the work of the Cochrane Collaboration, go to www.cochrane.org, and you can find Steve's review at thecochranelibrary.com.